see a thing up here, so I'm just going to speak from the heart, which I always do anyway. First of all, I was so encouraged to see the turnout. This is what Maryland needs. They need to understand that there are more of us for life than not. Yeah. And marching and not being quiet. We have to speak for those who cannot. That includes the child in the womb. That includes the person at the end of their life. That includes the person in difficult circumstances right now that are not heard. We are their voices. And we need to keep raising them. One of the things that I was thinking about is that, you know, they talk about abortion as a human right. I'm like, a human right is never a human wrong. So abortion is not a human right. It is a human wrong. Abortion goes against the very nature of what it is to be a female, and that is to be able to bear a child. A right, properly understood, can never, ever go against the nature of a thing. So do not let people confuse you when they start saying abortion is a human right. I want you to remember, no, it's a human wrong. So abortion is not a human right, it is a human wrong. Let's not forget that. One of the things that happened also that I want to draw your attention to, just like Pastor was talking about what he was thinking about when Dobbs overturned Roe v. Wade, I will tell you what I was thinking about. I was thinking about how there were so many news articles, interviews, just this mantra that black women need abortion, that black women need abortion because it is the means to equality, that it is empowerment. And I tell you what, I got tired of seeing the lie making black women into mascots for abortion. Black women are going to be disproportionately impacted by abortion, particularly poor black women. And you know what? They're appealing to a good interior that we have, that we don't want anybody to be negatively impacted or harmed. But the truth of the matter is, by saying these lies, it tends to make people think, okay, this is what they need. And it's not just us that gets beguiled by this spell. It's black women too. That we start to say, well, this is what this means to be equal. And you know what else they use to make us think that it's for us? They say, well, white women can have access to abortion. They say, rich white women can leave the state and go get an abortion wherever they want. And so therefore, we need to fund abortions for these black women so that they can be equal to these wealthy white women. And I say, no. I say, if you want to make us equal to these wealthy white women, why don't you look at the things that they have that we don't? Access to clean water, access to good schools, access for our husbands to have good jobs, for us to have good jobs, us to live in communities that actually have grocery stores. We don't want to live in a food desert. So if you really want to talk about equality, let's look at things that people need. The answer to equality is not to remove the preborn child from the difficult situation, it's to remove the difficult situation. You see, because in an abortion, the only thing that's removed from the difficult situation is the preborn child. The woman is still poor. She's still living in substandard housing. She's still maybe even in a situation of domestic violence. Abortion does not solve any of that.
No, it doesn't.
And the more you start to recognize and challenge people, say, well, what is the problem? If the problem is poverty, the answer is not to kill the poor. Killing the poor does not solve poverty. We need to remember that. We need to think about the things that they are shoving down our throats to try to get us to buy into this violent act that destroys the mother, destroys the child, and frankly also destroys the father. We need to talk about that too. Abortion encourages men to be defilers of women instead of defenders. Okay? You want to talk about rape culture and violence? Let's look at abortion. Okay? And for Maryland to want to enshrine this kind of violence against women and preborn children and frankly men is unconscionable, and we won't stand for it. We will not stand for it. We want a Maryland that values life. We want a Maryland that's pro-life for the whole life, from the moment of conception until the natural death. And I'll tell you something else that gets on my nerves. There's so many times people will say, oh, how come it's all those states that, you know, outlaw abortion still have no help for women? And I say, well, how come it's those states that have help for women still have high abortion rates? Why? And I'll tell you why. It's because we have been deceived into equating abortion with liberation and empowerment, and it is not.
It is not.
Empowerment and liberation cannot be built on the dead bodies of our preborn children. That is not empowerment. Look, I understand fear. I understand difficulty. But the answer is for us to walk with our neighbors. The answer for us is to actually care what is happening to everybody else in our community. We cannot stand silently by and say, well, you know, that's on you, for you to do that. And then say things like, you know what, I believe in a woman's right to choose. And I say, I believe in a woman's right to be born. We have to challenge the prevailing narrative that deceives us and also, quite frankly, tempts us to see freedom in the wrong way. The way they describe freedom is not freedom, it's licentiousness. We have to remember freedom is the ability to do what is good, to do what is right. And we know that abortion, we know that euthanasia, we know that any forms of unjust violence against the human person are not right, they're wrong. And so we need to speak up, we need to challenge, we also need to invite. We need to invite people to the beauty of living according to the values that we hold to be true. Yeah. They need to see our personal witness by how we speak to our neighbors, how we help our neighbors in need, and how we treat the least among us. And look, I'm not up here to say that's easy. Okay, it's not easy. It is simply not easy. But guess what? We have the ability to have that kind of self-mastery to rebuild Maryland, to make Maryland a place of life, love, laughter, family, the whole thing. But we have to make that choice ourselves. What we ask everyone else to do, we are going to do ourselves. And I want to say to all you men out there, self-mastery matters also. We don't get pregnant by ourselves. So we need you. We need you as virtuous husbands and fathers. We need you as helpers, as protectors, as defenders. So every time they say, oh, you don't have a womb, you have nothing to say, well, guess what? That womb can't get pregnant without you. So you do have something to say. You are fathers. You are future fathers. What Maryland do you want for your children and your future children and your future wife and your wives and daughters? So men, I need you to step up. I need you to say, you know what? I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to be with you. It's going to be okay. And it is not just for the woman alone to decide in fear. You make that decision. No, we want to hear you say, I'm here with you. I will support you. I will help you. Men, use your power to help protect, to help defend, to help cherish. These are the things we need from you. And I want to close because I don't want to talk too long because I know we've been out here for a while. I need to give you my personal testimony. Because there was a time in my life where I was pregnant and I went to my doctor and I thought she was going to say, congratulations, this is wonderful. Instead, she said, you know, let's talk termination. And I was shocked. I was shocked. Because let me tell you something, that's when I found out that I'm the demographic that they're targeting for abortion. So I was shocked to be in my doctor's office being told, let's talk termination. Look, she knew I was married. She knew I wanted a child. She knew I had a good job. She knew I had insurance. But what she didn't know is that I had Jesus. She didn't know that. And so she started to try to make me afraid. That, you know, you're older, and you know, the chance of you having a deformed child, and blah, 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 blah. All these things to try to make me afraid. And I was so fed up that I said, you know what? I don't care if I give birth to an eyeball with a piece of hair. One day I'll put a blue ribbon on it, it's gonna be my boy. The next day I'll put a pink ribbon on it, it's gonna be my girl. I'm having this baby. And she looked at me, I could tell she was like, zealot. But here's what she did that was really something else. You know, we talk so much about women's choice, respect women's choices and empowerment. But what she said to me, she said, how's your husband going to feel about having a severely deformed child? Well, my husband wasn't in the room. So men, go to those appointments with the woman that is carrying your child, okay? Because you are being talked about even if you think you won't be. So she was trying to use fear to say, you are really going to disappoint your husband. You're going to, you know, just tear apart your marriage if you give birth to this child with these disabilities. Lies. And I said to her, lady, you do not want me to call my husband in here and tell him to kill his firstborn. And she was shocked. She was shocked. And you know what? Even after that, it was like running the gauntlet to get to delivery. When I went to have my ultrasounds, it was always about termination. And I was like, I don't want to terminate. But we don't see it. So that's the thing. It's not just at the doctor's office. It's all the way till you get to delivery. So do not accompany a woman. You got to walk with her the whole way. And even after. We need to be there and be in friendship and solidarity with these women who have chosen life and oftentimes in difficult circumstances. And that's another thing. Let us not get down on these women who are single, who are poor, who have chosen life. They are the ones heeding the pro-life message. Okay? They are the ones heeding the pro-life message because they are choosing life even in a difficult circumstance.
They are heroes.
They are heroes, yes. And I also want to say one other thing to you, and maybe I do it better by showing. I want you to see what this doctor tried to deprive me of. Lourdes, come here.
All right. Yay.
This is the baby that my doctor wanted aborted. She's healthy, she's beautiful, and she's a child of God. And Maryland, this is why we march. Don't ever forget. We need to choose life. We need to choose love. We need to choose families. And Maryland, we can do this. So no matter how difficult.
We love you, Lourdes.
No matter how difficult, we all have that choice interiorly to make that will be a witness to everybody else. So I'm here to tell you I chose an establishment that was trying to make me fearful.
We love you, Gloria.
In a place where I didn't have a lot of support, and she's the fruit of it. She's the future of Maryland. Thank you so much. I just wanted to share those things.